We woke up this morning to the news that Simone Biles had withdrawn from the team competition for the Olympic Games, citing that she needed to put her mental health first. Unfortunately, many commentators believe, and often think some of these are male commentators, that she's making excuses and perhaps she didn't do so well in the qualifying round, so she needs to withdraw. But I celebrate a woman who is finally using her voice to promote mental health and well-being. She didn't neglect her team. She came and supported her team, and she came and cheered them on as they were winning their silver medal. Again, many people are reporting that they'd lost the gold, where we should be celebrating that these women won the silver. She said that Naomi Osaka gave her some inspiration. Naomi recently withdrew from Wimbledon, citing mental health issues as well. And a lot of these issues are coming from the pressure that are put on these women, and that they're beginning to finally fight back and say, no, I need to focus on myself, and not necessarily what other people within the media think of me. It'll be interesting to see how Simone Biles is able to compete on Thursday for the individual competition. And I'll also be interested to explore how the media portray this. But it's not just individual women that are pushing back a little bit on mental health. We've also got some teams that are looking at what they have to wear, because that indeed can have an impact on mental health. We've got the German athletes in the gymnastics competition wanting to wear a unitard instead of a leotard to get rid of that, some of that sexualization within gymnastics. And again, these women should be celebrated. It's a brave stance to take after decades and decades of women being forced to wear much smaller sportswear than their male counterparts. And that comes days after the Norwegian handball team were fined for not wearing bikini bottoms. There's very few words to say about that. The men are able to wear shorts. The women too should be able to wear shorts. It doesn't detract from the game. It doesn't detract from the viewability of the game. But more importantly, it doesn't take away their ability as athletes. So it's going to be interesting to look at what happens over the next weeks, months, years in terms of women's sports and how mental health is being looked at by some of these top athletes is incredibly important, and how what we are required to wear, in fact, does need to change.